Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The largest union at the Boston Globe is scheduled to vote Monday on whether to accept a package of wage and benefit reductions. All other union deals at the newspaper hinge on passage of this contract. The Globe's owner, the New York Times Company, had threatened to shut down the paper if the Boston Newspaper Guild does not approve $10 million in contract concessions. As WBUR's Monica Brady Meyerhoff reports, the outcome of the union's vote is uncertain.
The brinksmanship between the Boston Globe's largest union and the owners, the New York Times Company, is intensifying in advance of Monday's vote. Union members are considering whether or not to agree to the contract proposed by the company.
It's been a really, really difficult decision to reach.
Reporter Beth Daly, who is also a union representative, is going to vote no.
I think the union would like to go back to the negotiating table and fight for some of the extraordinarily expensive things we're giving up for absolutely free. Lifetime job guarantees, a pension, 401k contributions. These are incredibly expensive items that we're giving away for free.
The three other major unions negotiating with the company came to tentative agreements on contracts. The Guild didn't. It only presented the company's offer. Two unions have approved their deals. The third votes Sunday. The Guild, which has 680 employees in both the editorial and business sides, is not campaigning for its members to vote yes. In a letter to membership, the Guild said the Times is bullying and negotiating at gunpoint.
It's a very dangerous confrontational game that's being played here.
Gary Chason is a labor relations professor at Clark University.
I think what we have in the Boston Globe situation is the leadership presenting it to the membership half-heartedly and saying, agree to it if you want, it's your own call. And by not having an endorsement of it, the membership are going to look at it more critically, and I suspect there's a good chance of its rejection.
The ones who will most likely reject it are on the business side. One Guild member who feared giving his name because he thought he might be fired said he and his colleagues in classified and advertising are universally against it. He says the company is trying to breach a contract, and he doesn't believe the New York Times is losing $85 million a year on the Globe. Reporter Michael Paulson says the newsroom is more open to the proposal. Still, Paulson is unsure how he'll vote.
For most of us, there's a kind of balancing between wanting to be sane and wanting to be courageous. The sane part of me says, of course, I need to vote yes because every industry is having cutbacks. Newspapers across the country are taking pay cuts similar to this. The courageous part of me says, I don't want to be bullied and I don't want to be lied to.
The New York Times and Boston Globe management refused to comment for this story. But in a not-so-subtle move to encourage Guild members to ratify the contract, publisher Steve Ainslie wrote a memo earlier this week that said if the proposal is voted down, the company will go back to its final offer, a 23% pay cut. Paulson says that could result in a lawsuit.
The fear is that the company will declare that negotiations have failed and simply impose the 23% pay cut, in which case the Guild would sue, and we'd be in for a miserable summer, and we'd also be in a very unpleasant litigation.
Already, a lot of employees are disillusioned with the Globe, and some are leaving for other jobs, including two editors. The one thing that hasn't resurfaced is the New York Times threat to close the paper, which is what began these contentious union negotiations 2 months ago. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady Meyerhoff.